and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got some great bluegrass music for you for the next hour. I hope you're going to enjoy it. We're going to hear from J.D. Crow of the New South, and who else are we going to hear from? Tony Ellis. We're going to hear from the Osborne Brothers, Hot Diggity, the new Coon Creek Girls, and all sorts of other people as well. So I hope you're just going to relax and enjoy the program. I may as well hear out this tune. This is one of the themes that I use, Soaring on the Strings, Colleen Trenwith playing fiddle. Have a listen. Great tune, one of my favourite for a fiddle tune. Well, I've just had a little bit of trouble with the tracks I was going to play from J.D. Crow and New South, so I've eliminated all that and and I'm going to get on to the next tracks and we'll see what we've got here. Tony Ellis, and sounds like bluegrass to me. Tony Ellis is a fine gentleman, a banjo player, came out and visited New Zealand, and I was delighted to be able to host him at my house, and we spent lots of time playing banjos together and talking about the music. Well, he's got an album here with Dudley Connell, Tom Gray and Lester Woody, all men who have a huge background in bluegrass music. And really, it's four guys getting together and playing some great old bluegrass songs. And I've selected a couple of classics. Tragic Romance, which was written by Grandpa Jones, and a story of a mistaken identity. Lovely notes to the whole thing. I'm just sort of flicking through them now, and beautifully written notes to the thing. Tragic Romance, 1940. Grandpa Jones composed this tune. Came about one evening, he said, when we were returning from a show date. He'd been singing their old 1890s song, After the Ball, and I borrowed the story from that and the tune from the old folk song, Naomi Wise, and began to work it out. And lots of bands have since recorded that. Then we're going to hear them do the tune My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains. This is one of the classic tunes we learned from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. But in 1909, this song first appeared in print, but it was recorded in 1925 for the first time by Kelly Harrell. And since then, lots of the old-time bands have created their own versions. And it's just one of those classic songs. So let's listen to some music from Tony Ellis and the boys. Sounds like bluegrass to me. Here we go. Hugging and kissing like true lovers can.
sit down. While talking of love, what I happened to find that his sister was that old sweetheart of mine. When he heard my story to me, then he said, you left there has a long time been dead. Now I am the man you saw that fatal night, wrapped in the arms of my sister so tight. She loved you so dearly, but you broke her heart. Now stranger from her evermore, you must part.
Some classic old-time style bluegrass from Tony Ellis and the band. Lester Woody on fiddle, Dudley Connell on vocals, and Tom Gray on bass. And they decided not to have a mandolin in the project because Tony Ellis played for Bill Monro, and he said he had really missed Bill Monro's mandolin, and he just decided to miss it. Interesting theory there, Tony, and not bad thinking, really. I had some lovely correspondence from a man called Jimmy Anderson, lives in Tennessee, and we've been just corresponding back and forth. He really likes the tune Sunburst and wanted to know where he could get a copy. And it's interesting, at the Kiwigrass Festival we've not long had, earlier in this month, Jean-Luc Leroux from New Caledonia was out, and as well as playing his own music, he really liked the tune Sunburst too. So he wanted to perform it and put his mandolin part in it, which was never in the original. We never had a mandolin player at the time. And so Jean-Luc Leroux did a great mandolin part. Now I'd like to play the tune for you all. It's a tune called Sunburst. I wrote this. And let me see, I need to look at the notes to find out when I actually did it. But it's a, oh, I know, it was way back in when I was living in Australia, 1976, and I was playing this, and I wanted to do a tune that used the Scruggs tuners, but went through some minor chords as well. Have a listen to Sunburst. Here you are, Jimmy, hope you enjoy it. That's Sunburst for you. I hope you enjoyed that one, Jimmy. Okay, here's the Osborne Brothers with One Tear.
One tear won't make a heartbreak. One tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you. I thought I'd never live without the tender love we shared, but absence only showed my heart I never really cared. I'm glad that it's all over now. I'm glad that we are through. One tear is all I'll cry for you. One tear won't make a heartbreak. One tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear's all I'll cry for you. Live a happy life again and have my dreams come true. My heart will bounce right back again and never think of you. Then when you come asking me to take you back again, one tear is all I'll cry for you. One tear won't make a heartbreak. One tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, One tear is all I'll cry for you. One tear won't make a heartbreak. One tear won't make a heartache. If the tear I shed today is all I'll have to pay, one tear is all I'll cry for you.
Osborne Brothers. Always love the Osborne Brothers style, their approach to the music, and of course their great vocal sound. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm Paul Trenworth, and I'm playing some of the tunes I've picked out of my CD collection, and I trust that you're enjoying some of them, and I probably end up choosing ones that I like better than others, but I hope that works for you too. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you need anything musical at all, go to Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Very friendly staff, and they're all musicians. They all know what you're talking about, and they will be able to help you if you're buying anything from a ukulele to a Deering five-string top-of-the-range banjo. You can get your strings, you can get your straps, your guitar stands, Martin guitars, Cort guitars, everything in between, Maiden guitars. Just a big range of stuff, and Shearer's Music have been supporting local music initiatives for the last 50 years, and we're very pleased to say that they're doing that. They were out at the Kiwigrass Festival too, and you could talk to David Shearer, and he had a great time talking to lots of the musicians and trying to make them look at all the stuff that he had there. I had to order something because I was so pleased with the way I thought it was going to work. We'll see what happens there. But at the Kiwigrass Festival, one of the bands that was very, very popular was Hot Diggity. Some five women playing some great bluegrass music and writing some very good songs. And we're going to hear from them now. This is Down the Road, a Heather Carrigan song. Excellent song. And you would have heard this if you'd come to Kiwigrass. After that, we might have, what shall we have? We'll have Bluegrass Parkway doing a tune called Wichita.
Well, here I am again with all my best laid plans crumbled at my feet. But I've got to keep a moving, got to travel on in search of my dreams. Down the road, what's waiting for me? Down the road, I can't wait to see. Down the road, all of my dreams are waiting for me. Down the road, somehow I always end up with a broken heart, so it seems I must be on my way. But I'll go on searching till I find a better place, somewhere I can stay. Down the road, what's waiting for me? Down the road, I can't wait to see. Down the road, all of my dreams are waiting for me. Down the road. Find a place where my heart belongs, away from the trouble and the pain. But I know I'll never find it if I don't move on, so I'm on the road again. Down the road, what's waiting for me? Down the road, I can't wait to see. Down the road, all of my dreams are waiting for me. Down the road. me down the road. I can't wait to see down the road. All of my dreams are waiting for me down the road. Down the road, what's waiting for me down the road?
She had to go, going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. She came in 85, she came here as a July ride, but it never got easy, never got rich, ain't got much of what she came here. She ain't broken, but she's badly bent. Nothing she wants here, nothing that shines. She's made up her mind. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita.
That was Bluegrass Parkway, and you could have seen them at Kiwigrass in the first weekend in February. And we had a great festival, and there was excellent music all over the place being played by groups like Hot Diggity and Bluegrass Parkway. I'd like to say hello to all the people at the Access Radio stations that are listening. In fact, this program was first aired on Tuesday nights on Free FM 89.0 in the Hamilton area, and then it goes around a whole bunch of Access Radio stations all around New Zealand, like Coast Access Radio in Kapiti, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio. Thanks very much for listening, and goes to Bluegrass Planet Radio too. Lots of people listening there. I think that's Friday afternoons it's on Bluegrass Planet Radio, and in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and the voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you enjoy my take on bluegrass music. You can, of course, download it as a podcast from anywhere, anytime. Go to freefm.org.nz and then just follow the page instructions. And lots of people do, and enjoy bluegrass music. Have it going all the time. We're going to hear from a band called the New Coon Creek Girls. I met and talked to Dale Ann Bradley at one of the Grass Valley festivals, really enjoyed her music, and then I found some CDs with her on them, and she's had a wonderful background. I still enjoy her music, but working with the Coon Creek Girls was great. Dale Ann Bradley on guitar and vocals, Ramona Church Taylor on banjo and vocals, Vicky Simmons on bass and doing vocals, Pam Perry on mandolin, Dini Richardson on fiddle. They'd play some great bluegrass music. We're going to hear an instrumental. It's time for an instrumental. A tune called On Fire. Then we're going to hear a gospel song, Clinging to a Saving Hand, and then Caught in the Middle Again, the new Coon Creek Girls.
Thank you. song of praise and glory. And help this wandering child to understand that when I close my eyes in sleep eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving hand. I'll be clinging to a saving hand.
I fell in love with you when I was 17. And year after year, I've been dreaming the same dream, lying to myself, my family and friends, hoping you'd become the man I thought you were back then. Open nights off betrayal and empty bottles I can't count, a million I'm sorry's, and baby don't leave me now. Our three little children look up to you and me, and I hope and pray to God they will forget what they see. But I'm caught in the middle and there's nowhere I can turn. When I look into your eyes, I don't see any concern. And I've given everything, there's nothing left to give. And I don't know what you want from me, but this ain't no way to live. And forget, but trying to keep these promises just might kill me yet. Many times I've tried to leave, but I was just too weak, and my broken heart hurts worse than this bruise on my cheek. And tonight's no different than all the nights before. I hear your car pulled in the drive, I see you stumble to the door. Lord, please help me find another way, 'cause that loaded 45's been laying in the drawer all day. And I'm caught in the middle and there's nowhere I can turn. When I look into your eyes, I don't see any concern. And I've given everything, there's nothing left to give. And I don't know what you want from me, but this ain't no way to live. Yeah, I'm caught in the middle. Is there somewhere I can turn? Yeah, I'm caught in the middle.
Dale Ann Bradley and the New Coon Creek Girls doing a fine job of some songs there. We had the instrumental On Fire, then gospel song Cling to a Saving Hand, and then Chord in the Middle. They do some fine music, and I thought you'd like to hear all those three tracks, all quite different from each other. Well, one of my surprises of last year was Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. What a great band. And the album The Story We Tell is on Rebel Records. We used to get Rebel right back in the early days. It's neat to see that name still on a CD. And I think I've played all the tunes off the CD, but I'm going to do a couple for you now. The Last Old Shovel, and then If I'd Have Wrote That Song. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, I've got them all written out here. Joe Mullins plays banjo and his vocals, Mike Terry on mandolin and vocals, Dwayne Sparks on guitar and vocals, Randy Barnes on bass, and Jason Barry on fiddles. And they just have a lovely touch to their music. We're going to hear The Last Old Shovel and If I'd Have Wrote That Song.
line till they covered her over, and the last old shovel was laid down. Till the last old shovel was laid down, till the last old shovel was laid down. I stayed by her side and I cried when the last old shovel was laid down.
Baloney sandwich would be filet mignon. I'd have a Lincoln Navigator and a boat to tow along. I wouldn't be driving this truck if I'd have wrote that song. Well, I could do that stuff, and I've just about had enough. I wouldn't be driving this truck if I'd have wrote that song.
Oh, that's a good song. All the things you'd be doing if you'd written a hit song. Well, that may apply to some of you people listening, but it doesn't apply to me, really. All mine have just dribbled in the royalties. That was Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, and I really love the sound of their band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing some bluegrass music for you because I really enjoy the music. Another one of my bands that I really enjoy was Third Time Out, and more than 20 years ago, they recorded a live album at the Mountain Arts Centre in Prestonburg, Kentucky, and the album's called Live at the Mac, and Third Time Out were Russell Moore on guitar and vocals, Ray Deaton on upright bass and vocals, Wayne Benson on mandolin and vocals, Steve Dilling on banjo and a bit of guitar and vocals, and Mike Hartgrove on fiddle. Looks like they didn't let Mike sing, what a shame. And they recorded this live album, and it just is excellent music, so we're going to hear some tracks from that. I left the introduction on because it sounds good, better than I can do. And then White House Blues, and that's probably a applicable song. I wonder if all the bands are playing that in the States now, the White House Blues. Yes, it's been going on for a long time. And then, of course, they did the classic Blue Moon of Kentucky. Have a listen.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight? You are in for a treat tonight. We're going to make history here at the Mountain Arts Center, Prestonsburg, Kentucky, on this night. This group has been here before. This is their second time here, but this is going to be history, and it's the first time they've done a live recording. It's the first time the Mountain Arts Center has done a live recording, and we're so proud to have the vocal group of the year in bluegrass music three times, not one, not twice, not three, but three times. Make them welcome to the stage, Rounder recording artist, Third Time Out.
Washington. Well, the king, you ask to see what you've done. You've shot my husband, I've got your gun. Can't get back to Washington. Graveyard, taking him a rest, he'll be gone, long gone. Keep on shining.
gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlit night, the stars were shining bright, and he whispered from on high, your lover said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and said
appreciate that. Welcome to our show, and going to pick and sing for you as much as we can, and hope we do something each and every one of you like, and y'all are great artists, and good to see you people out tonight, and we're going to get Steve and Mike to come around and do y'all a fiddling a banjo tune right now, and goes back a long, long time, and Earl Scruggs used to do this, and get Steve to tell y'all just a little bit about it, if you will.
Yeah, this is an old-timey fiddle tune that I think Earl Scruggs and Paul Warren used to do this, and me and Mike will try it for you here tonight. A little bit of the Little Rabbit.
Thank you.
Third Time Out, live at the Mac. What a great recording that was. What a good show that would have been to be at. Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've enjoyed some of the selections, and there was trying to get something in there for everybody. I'd like to take it out with the tune that the many bands, but Hamilton County Bluegrass Band often used to finish our shows with. And this is Colleen Trenwith playing the Orange Blossom Special. Orange Blossom Special. Thanks very much. We'll see you again next week. We'll be right back.